if the first part was to find a Nazi and bring him for a trial, the second part was to find a Nazi and kill him.
The true story of an Israeli spy's undercover mission to hunt down a savage Nazi murderer. 20 years after World War II, Hunting the Butcher.
He had this special characteristic of being able to dive into the person he was supposed to be for this mission.
Inside Mossad, Mio held the record for most false identities, something like 160 over the course of his career. He could become almost anyone.
Herbert Zuckers was a mass murderer. He helped Hitler's forces kill 30,000 men, women, and children. The survivors gave him a name after the war. The Butcher of Latvia.
The mission is simple. To arrange the death of one man.
It was not a mission for one. It was a mission for 6 million.
It was another reason for the mission. It's something that I found almost unbelievable. A part of history that seems so bizarre to me that it couldn't have been real. But in 1964, the Israelis decided that Herbert Zuckers had to die.
When he was given the mission, it was like reopening a book. The unfinished story of his parents and their fate during the war. There was a final chapter to be written. Listen to Hunting the Butcher for free on the iHeartRadio app and wherever you get your podcasts. Join the hunt.